Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Our next guest is a very busy man, especially coming up on Sunday, as he is a part of the Wade Ford tailgate show. So I thought bringing him in after his team did have a good rivalry weekend win, maybe he'd be in a good mood to join the show. Go to the WadeFord.com hotline and bring in Joe Patrick, our 9th on the game Falcons reporter. What's going on, Joe?
I'm doing great, Caleb. I'm an Ohio State fan, I was just joking with Dom. You know, the holiday was great and everything, and I really do love my family, but, you know, what happened today was, I think, better than anything that happened over the holiday weekend. So it was a great capper, and ready for tomorrow, obviously, with the Falcons.
Well, I was just about to say, like, that's a perfect precursor to, you know, I know there are a lot of Falcons fans who had a great Thursday, and maybe some of them cared one way or another about Friday's game in Atlanta, and then you don't want to ruin things come Sunday as the Falcons go up and take on the New York Jets, who, Joe, not a very good football team. You know, it's kind of one of those no way around that this is the second straight week that the Falcons will play a pretty, pretty bad football team, a team vying for the top pick in the draft. How much of, I guess, last week, if you look at how they played against the Saints, is the Falcons with Kirk Cousins finding some offensive rhythm versus, hey, they were playing a really bad football team and kind of expect something similar, you know, this upcoming weekend?
Yeah, I mean, the Saints are not a great football team, but that defense isn't half bad. I mean, like the reason why they're going to have one of the top picks in the draft this year is because they don't really have a quarterback and an offense that's consistent. But defensively, they're about average in the NFL. And so I thought for the Falcons, considering what they were without Drake London in that game, and we'd seen how that had gone previously in the season against the Miami Dolphins when Kirk Cousins had to step in also without Drake London, it was a huge improvement. And the coaches said that it was going to be a different looking offense, or at least, you know, they were going to be better prepared, I guess they should say. They didn't kind of reveal how it was going to look or if it was going to be different necessarily, but knowing that Kirk Cousins was going to be the quarterback throughout the game planning and throughout the entirety of the week. And so that held true, you know, and I thought that the offense did look good. Caleb, I might argue that it was maybe the best or most efficient the offense has looked all season, mm-hmm. just in terms of it kind of being a normal offense with Kirk Cousins back under center, utilizing a lot of that play action from under center, which I think then afforded Kirk Cousins better pass protection than a lot of the pass protection has been so far this year. I just thought it all kind of clicked really well for this team, and it makes me, you know, optimistic for what this team can do down the stretch of the season. But, you know, this game tomorrow is going to be another test of just the professionalism. And I thought it was good to see kind of the professionalism on display in that Saints game and just seeing the team obviously well prepared, but also having the right intensity to be able to win that game when it was such a devastating loss the week prior, and then obviously having lost Michael Penix as well for the season. So that will be the test, you know, for this Falcons team, and it has kind of been the test for them over the last few years. Is can they go from strength to strength? Can they take a win, take it on board, process it, dispense it, and then go do it all again? I think that's been something that they have not been able to do enough, and we'll see. This is a perfect opportunity, frankly, for them to be able to kind of string some wins together here.
Joe, how much of a big deal do you make of this whole, because you mentioned there, like, playing under center, that's clearly become a talking point around Atlanta media when it comes to how things looked with Kirk Cousins versus how they previously looked with Michael Penix. And obviously Zach Robinson's done his part to talk about, you know, the benefits of playing out of the pistol, and there's so much debate as to what works and what doesn't. But ultimately, like, specific to playing under center, how much of a big factor was that to what the Falcons were able to do on Sunday, and just how much of it was everything else that was going well in the offense?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I mean, I think that, like, the players and coaches downplay it, and I don't know if that's kind of strategic, messaging, or, but I frankly think that it's very important. And it's not just the aesthetic of, of just, like, literally the way it looks or whatever, although I would say that it kind of everything seems to flow more normally. But I do think that when you're under center, I think that, you know, it's easier for the offensive linemen. There's different ways that the quarterback can kind of, you know, have his rollout fakes and his boot fakes that allow the offensive line to play more normally. Where, remember, the pistol offense was devised with Colin Kaepernick as the quarterback at Nevada. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, one of the reasons, and I think necessities, that you need for a pistol offense to truly work, if you're going to use it like throughout the duration of a season, is to have that quarterback be a running threat. And that's what kind of holds the edges and keeps some of the defenders from just really being able to, like, shoot in and shoot gaps and really kind of beeline either toward the running back or the quarterback. And so I thought that the Saints were just, the defenders were a little bit more flat-footed in the way that they tried to attack the Falcons offense. And I mentioned it earlier, but, like, yeah, like, I thought it was representative in the pass protection as well, where when you start to run the ball like that under center, and then, you know, you get that great play action fake where you're taking 2-3 steps toward the running back, holding that ball out, and they have to respect that. It made it so that Kirk Cousins had some time, especially as the game grew on, to throw the ball from the pocket, which is obviously what he needs to be successful and what he always has been successful with throughout his career. So, and I frankly think that Kirk Cousins probably had some input into this change. And if we recall back to the first game of last season, where they had this very, you know, it was that pistol offense where the team only took 2 snaps from under center in the opening game against the Steelers, didn't work well. They scored, I believe, 10 points in that game. And then on Monday Night Football the next week, they're immediately under center a lot more. And I think that that just suits Kirk Cousins. And obviously, he's a lot healthier this year in order to be able to execute that kind of offense, where I think that maybe that was one of the reasons why they did that last year. So I thought it was a positive development for the team.
Talking with Joe Patrick on the WadeFord.com hotline. Joe, of course, host of Joe Patrick on Football. I want to make sure you go like, subscribe, all of those sorts of things to the podcast. Joe, I'll ask you one more offensive question, but just specific to injuries before we flip to the other side. Time frames for Drake London and Chris Lindstrom. What is it looking like for those guys?
Yeah, Chris Lindstrom's, again, questionable for this week, so we'll see if he's able to play. He has been obviously playing the last couple weeks, even though I've seen him not after the Saints game, but previously after the loss to the Panthers. He was in a walking boot right immediately after the game in the locker room, but he was able to play the following week. So I would expect him to play. And then Drake London, you know, it's a little bit murkier. It's a PCL injury. PCL sprain is what he has. And, you know, Raheem Morris kind of alluded to the fact that even like the week during practice week after he got hurt. So before they even played the Saints, he was like, you know, Drake London, like, we have to kind of say that he's definitely going to miss this week, because otherwise he would be pining to get out there and play. And he probably could play, honestly. And so he is going to miss this game. They're going to continue to be conservative with him and hold him out. And, you know, they obviously could use him, but obviously, you know, last week also gives you some confidence that you can maybe get by, especially with some different personnel groupings, in order to make up for not having him out there.
You mentioned earlier talking about the Jets is like the simple fact of, I mean, outside of Breece Hall, that side of the football just feels like a mess. Like, I mean, the conversations that were once had about, you know, Drake London and Garrett Wilson and like them competing and Chris Olave competing amongst top wide receivers out of that class just feels like ages ago, quite honestly,
at this point
with, you know, them going with Tyrod Taylor at this point. But getting to Atlanta's side of the football defensively, though, how much has this pass rush been truly a shining point of that side of the football, or how much has it potentially covered up some deficiencies that this Falcons defense has had so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a revelation, and no longtime Falcons fans need that having explained to them at all just how good they've been and how much of a difference that's been for this organization versus the last many, many years. So it's been great to see. And I think, Caleb, that these guys, you know, both the rookies seem to be hits at this point, which is great for the Falcons. I mean, that sets you up like really, really nicely long term. And obviously that's going to be a talking point throughout this offseason, where the Falcons don't have their first round pick that they used to draft one of these guys in James Pierce Jr. But for me, honestly, I'm more impressed by Jalen Walker. Like Jalen Walker, you know, he had a lot of hype in that draft class, and, you know, there was a lot of kind of touting of his athleticism and his football instincts. But I always get scared when guys are kind of labeled as tweeners, or there's like not, they have this kind of unique position. Like, you know, they're not like they're kind of a jack of all trades kind of play. Like, that just worries me, because I like this specialist. I like kind of saying, this is your thing. This is it's proven. He knows how to do it. He's a very sure thing to be able to do that. And what we've seen from Jalen Walker so far this season is he is a jack of all trades guy at the NFL level. he's rushing the passer. He's stopping the run. They are starting to stand him up a little bit more now in some of those linebacker, off-ball linebacker situations. And he's a really good blitzer from there. So he really has been impressive. And then you get more of that traditional, you know, kind of designated pass rusher, although he is getting more snaps than James Pierce Jr., and they've been really, really good. But that's on top, Caleb, of, you know, also the pressures and sack numbers that they're getting from the interior guys, like Brandon Dorlus, Zach Harrison before he got hurt was having a great year. Ruka Roro, we saw him getting involved in the sack totals last game. And it just makes for, you know, opposing offensive lines that can't really key in on that one high-level draft pick that you took. And so it's great to see that come together. And I think, Caleb, that we should go forward as Falcons fans kind of thinking of this as a defensive football team, and kind of in the mode of what the Bears have done under Ben Johnson with Caleb Williams. You know, he's this high-round draft pick, and, you know, so much, you know, expected of him. And they've taken all the pressure off of him in that organization by kind of focusing their game and creating their identity elsewhere. And I think that that is kind of the model going forward for this Falcons team with these really highly touted pass rushers that they seem to have hit on in the draft.
Joe, I want to ask you one final question. You don't have to take a super long time explaining yourself. I just want to get kind of your thoughts on looking at this NFC South. You've got a Tampa Bay team playing Baker Mayfield, who's clearly hurting. If he does play, he's not going to be 100%. They've lost three straight. Carolina, kind of keeping pat. They've lost their most recent game. Atlanta at 4-7. Like, are you of any belief that there is still a shot for the Falcons to be able to win the NFC South?
Well, for the longer explanation on this, you can find Joe Patrick on football. Just search that wherever you get your podcasts, or go to the 92.9 The Game YouTube channel and find it there, where I explain that the Falcons do have a chance. It's a 2% chance. So it's okay. Kind of like that Dumb and Dumber. It's kind of that Dumb and Dumber reference. Like, so you're telling me there's a chance. There is a chance, but the Falcons have to run the table 100%. And then you probably do need the Buccaneers and Panthers to lose some games that you wouldn't traditionally expect them to lose. So, yes, there's a chance, but I'm not kind of holding my breath on it. Let's consider it that.
Fair enough. And what the perfect setup to go listen and subscribe to Joe Patrick on football. That is our 99 of the Game Falcons reporter. Follow him on social media. I have to change this in my notes, Joe. It is not.
How about that?
It is not your old Twitter name. You are now Joe Patrick. Easy to find on
Easy
social media. Yeah, absolutely. As well as the Wade Ford tailgate with Andy Bunker, 9 to 11 tomorrow morning. Thank you, sir, for joining the show.
Always enjoy doing it, Caleb. Thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.